right, this is Matt, Josh, and we got a special guest tonight.
Me?
Not you. So we're in Josh's mom's basement. I mean, your basement. Hey, mommy's out of town. What did you say this weekend?
I don't remember. I forgot. I don't remember.
But we got a real special friend in
Thank you, man.
Not you. Ricky?
I'm here.
You gotta lean forward. I know you just had a big meal. Did you guys just eat?
Yeah.
We just ate at the Bristol.
Yeah, we just went to the Bristol and had oysters and martinis, a lobster craw.
We had a couple lobster craws.
Robster craws. What the fuck is that?
We also had,
movie is that from?
Robster craw?
Robster craw? What the fuck is a robster craw?
I don't know.
And we also had some calamari.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you, do you guys went and saw Creed, the new Rocky movie?
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
It was a tearjerker.
You think it's Oscar material?
Stallone won the Oscar.
Can you tell me that story about Touche?
No.
You can't?
Touche?
No.
That, the hookup bar for
it's not.
For people in their 50s.
Where is it?
No, it's not.
It's a swingers bar.
Where?
It's on 103rd and Metcalf.
I'll be right back.
Look, he knows exactly where it is.
I've never been.
Sure.
I swear.
Boy, you sure knew where it was. What makes you think that I go to a 50s swingers bar?
You told me a really awesome story about that place once when you were there with your cousin.
Well, that was 4 or 5 months ago.
Months ago. Can you tell that story?
Nah.
Your cousin wanted to go. It wasn't
you. No, I mean, we were thrown out, and I remember just revving the Trino out in the parking lot, and then until the cops were called, and, you know.
What year is your El Torino?
Well, I don't have an El Torino.
What do you have? I have a Gran Torino.
Yeah, I have a Gran Torino.
What year?
Oh, 71.
That's a nice looking car.
Fuck yeah.
Do you have it outside right now?
No, I blacked out and wrecked it about 2 months ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I did.
Where?
I don't remember.
Didn't you used to belong to a cougar dating website?
Cougar Life.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
In Oklahoma City?
Well, I moved to Oklahoma City because I was building the Devon Energy Tower. I worked there for 8 months straight, 7 days a week.
How's Oklahoma City?
6 a.m. till about, actually 5 a.m. till about 6 p.m. a night, you know, every day, 7 days a week, working construction. I was an iron worker, welded in all the structural steel in that skyscraper.
So
obviously, I had a little bit of a social life problem. So I'd work, you know, like a 14-hour day, get off, drink a six-pack of Heineken, go out on a cougar life, you know, .com date, and wake up and go back to work. I probably only slept 3 hours a night for a year. Let me tell you something. If you're not trying to kick ass every day, when from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, people be like, oh, you did this, you did that, oh. It's like trying to find some kind of high road, moral ground. Fuck that. When they're 80 years old, if they live to be that, they'll be being like, man, I remember when Livers was fucking 30 years old, kicking more ass than I ever kicked.
I totally agree. Also,
you know, like, people can make fun of me about this and that. I don't give a shit.
Hey, can you...
Who's making fun of you?
Well, obviously, Matt's trying to get a rise out of the cougar life dot thing.
No, you I know, think it's a good story.
When situation dictates, you got to do what you got to do. And I'm just a man.
How's your dog doing?
Good. Actually, the dog went to Florida
How's
today.
How's your dog for, doing?
For
yeah, I like that dog.
The dog went to Florida for 3 weeks.
He
went
with Deuce?
Nope. Dog went to Florida.
Why? Obedience school?
Well, no, because I'm getting ready to head out. I'm going to go to... I'm going to go to the Dominican Republic for a while, and then I'm going to fly directly to Los Angeles. I'm going to go to a little thing on New Year's Eve called the Motley Crue Final Show at the Staples Center. After that, I'm going to see LA Guns at the Whiskey. You know, so I got a lot of stuff coming up on my plate, and I needed somebody to watch the dog, so I contacted Weinreiner Rescue, my friend Nancy that works there, and her and her husband are going to Florida for 3 weeks. We're like, yeah, we'll take the Weinreiner. I said, great.
Lucas?
Yep. So we got him all geared up, got his cage, packed his bag, and he took off today.
Did he take a flight?
No, he's driving.
What?
He's driving.
What's he named after?
Lucas McCain of the Rifleman.
Very cool.
Let's fucking kick off with a Motley Crue song since...
Yeah, pick a Crue song, Ricky.
What's a Crue song you want to hear besides Brandon?
Dancing on Glass.
Back, Dancing on Glass. Thanks for picking that one out, Ricky. So you're going to the last Crue show on New Year's Eve in L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
How psyched are you?
I'm pretty pumped up. I'm more than excited. It's like, there's two kinds of people in the world. There's people that like Motley Crue, love Motley Crue, and there's people that love them so much they're going to the final show. So that's what separates me from you and Josh. You understand that?
Yeah.
Because get this, guys, all the hundreds of millions of listeners out there, I have an extra ticket.
You never told us that.
Oh, you've heard millions. Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah. How do you know?
Yeah, don't.
Why are you going?
I've only asked you millions of times, so cut out the horse shit. Both of you, okay? Both of you pushed out. Both of you couldn't go.
Are you pissed?
Have something else to do.
Can I have a drink?
I brought you this one here.
Thanks.
I'll go.
Are you? Why don't you go?
Shut up.
I told you guys when the. You guys know when the show is.
When?
New Year's Eve.
I'm just kidding.
You know, and both of you both said you had so much stuff to do.
Hey, where are you?
I don't, because guess what? I'm on that ladder group. I'm on the group of the people that love the cruise so much, they're going to the final show, and you guys aren't. So you guys are just crew fans. I mean, I get it. I mean, you grew up listening. But you don't even own Saints of Los Angeles. Matt's not really a crew fan.
He doesn't like the song Brandon either.
Well, that's too bad.
You run around, you chase the clouds. Sorry.
Well, Brandon was born in a pool in his house.
Hey, did you, where are you going to stay in L.A.?
Well, that's when things get sketchy. Because,
cool,
like...
I think I will go.
I'm flying straight from Punta Cana, Dominican, straight to Los Angeles. And I have no plans other than two tickets.
What day do you get in?
In my back pocket, you know, for the show. I have no plans.
What day do you get in?
I get in on the 30th.
What day does everyone else... Is Phil going?
Nope. Like,
Nofel's going.
Nofel's going. Same with my friend John Stanley, a.k.a. Stan.
Oh, yeah.
Stan the man.
Nofel's bringing his fiance, too.
Yeah.
And it's going to be her first crew show.
Second now.
Oh, she's already
right?
seen him once?
Yeah. It might not be her second. It could be her third.
Oh, they went in Chicago. That's right. Yeah.
Should be up, because you should know things like this.
How many times have you seen the crew?
I don't know.
Like 20?
Maybe.
What's the best show you've seen them at?
You know, probably the Greatest Hits Tour.
And yeah, then, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
98.
Was it 98?
I think it was either 98 or 99.
That was when you guys were, like, still in high school, I think.
No, they were out of high
them?
School. Yeah.
They were, like, a year removed.
Yeah, I was, like, a year and removed, and I just
were,
remember...
Like, walking with beers, and, like, I was, like,
Phil and I
19.
Phil and I were, like, 18. We were double-fisting the whole show.
Any metal show I went to in high school, I always saw Phil and Ricky there, and I didn't know them yet, but they always had beers in their hand. They were, like, 12.
That show was amazing at Memorial Hall.
Yeah, it was good.
Would they open up?
Actually,
open up
but
with Wild Time?
Girls, 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 oh, and he had that confetti gun.
But there is one other show that I cannot really rate, and that's when I had front row tickets, March 3rd, 2005, at Madison Square Garden, New York, New York, for the Crew Carnival Ascend Tour. There was no opening band. The crew played two sets, front row. That was pretty unbelievable.
Since we're talking about crew, we should probably play a crew song on this episode.
We already did.
Let's do it again.
Ricky, pick another one.
Besides Brandon.
Well, you know, what are you in the mood for? Are you in for a...
I know which one I want to hear.
Summertime is always nice.
How about I pick a song this time?
I don't think so, man. All right, go ahead.
Raise your hands or rock.
Stick to your guns.
All right.
What do you want? You pick one.
I want to do Public Enemy number one.
Nope.
No.
Why?
I would not
raise
pick
your
that
hands
one.
To rock.
Yeah.
So what do you want to hear?
Raise your hands.
It's the rock.
All right. We'll be back.
I'm gonna be a rock star.
All right, we're back again. Thanks, Ricky.
What was the first concert you went to in Kansas? Or like KC, like the first one, like in the Kansas? First rock and roll concert.
Well,
were you at the Megadeth Pantera White Zombie show?
Of course I was.
Mine was Rolling Stones Living Color.
I didn't ask you. Ricky?
Shit. Well, you know, I brings him back to, I think, 1991, Ugly Kid Joe, Slaughter, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, hell yeah. That was 92.
Was it 92?
No More Tours Tour.
Yeah, the No More Tours Tour.
And he never toured again.
It was Ozzy's last tour, you know, of all time, 92. So we all went to go see Ozzy's final tour, and we all know that, you know, 20 years later.
Do you remember everyone throwing shit at Ugly Kid Joe until they played Everything About You?
Everybody, it's the only
cheer. Well, they had they booed them until they played that song.
They had one other song. They had "And the Cat's in the Cradle."
No, they didn't.
The
I don't think that was released yet, was it? They had they did have one other one though.
UKJ.
Shut up.
No, they're a terrible band. Ugly Kid Joe is a horrible band.
What was the lead singer's name? Ichabod Crane.
Whitfield Crane. So you're going to see LA Guns?
Yeah, the day after the Crew, they're playing at the Whiskey.
Nice.
What original members are there? Just Steve?
Phil Riley and Steve Luce. Or, I mean, Phil Luce and Steve Riley. Sorry.
What's the last good show you saw?
So I went to go see Piercy at a bar.
Stephen Piercy.
Yeah, Stephen Piercy, singer of Rat. He played at a bar right by Arrowhead Stadium called The Scene. And it was quite the scene. First of all, they didn't have any bathrooms in the venue. You had to go out back, okay, into the back patio where they had three Johnny on the spots.
Trashy.
What yeah, part?
It was kind of trashy, but I dug it. And so anyway, this band opens up, and they're playing like Iron Maiden covers and like Rat covers. And I'm like, what are they doing covering Rat? So this is a Saturday night, Kansas City. There was about 16 people there. including me and including the road guys.
Did Phil go?
No.
And bartenders also?
Yeah, including bartenders.
So there's like probably like five paying people.
Yeah, there was probably five people. And guess how much I paid to get in?
$35.
$35. So I ripped up in my Porsche. And when I pulled up, all the fucking ladies were looking at me like, who's the guy in the Porsche? I'm like, I'm the fucking guy that's going home with you. You know, like, I can't drive all the way out to Independence, Missouri and think I can drive back to the safety of beautiful Johnson County, Kansas. You know, so I'm staying there. So I was like, look, ladies, I need a place to stay. You know, like, I'm here for the Piercy show. I'm going to start boozing and I'm not going to stop. And so so Piercy comes out and when you could see his face, when there was about 15 people there, he was very, very upset. And he wasn't singing worth a shit. He was singing just like a bastard. And it sucked, but you know what? I loved it. You know, Piercy still can put on a show when he has to. But that was one of the last shows I saw.
Didn't you see him like out backstage, like, or which was outside?
Yeah, we were backstage. Yelling. We were backstage, and here's a picture, guys. You can see me standing in the back.
Jesus.
Yeah, and you can see
this?
You can see that there's nobody there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a few people. And, you know, it was kind of sad. Piercy was mad because it was a Saturday night and nobody was there. You know?
Whoa.
You can see how cool he looks.
I was sending you some texts, like the last couple of weeks. What do you think of Dokken?
I love Dokken.
Did you ever see them?
I've never seen Dokken live. Not even like opening up for Poison or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, but George Lynch and Don Dokken have one of the greatest feuds in all of rock and roll. Much like Christy Crash Majors and Steven Sex Summers.
Of Pretty Boy Floyd?
Yeah.
What's going on with that one?
Pretty Boy Floyd is back together, which is huge news. Huge news.
Well, was it Steven Sex Summers who stole...
He stole all KKM's
equipment and
sold it, and also went and took all the merchandise and sold it to buy some grass.
While on tour.
While on tour.
So the next day they showed up.
Yeah, the next day they got out. Some of the equipment was missing. All the equipment and merchandise was gone. So it led to their eventual breakup. And now they're back together
again. How did they, like, seal, like, get back together?
They just had to because they were both broke and they didn't have any money. And
why don't you pick out a PBF song?
Whew. So many good ones.
Jesus. I wake up on a Friday. I go to work. I get off. And there's one song that I'm thinking about, and that's 48 Hours.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Hey, when's the last time you saw Faster Pussycat?
It doesn't matter. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What's the trashiest thing you've seen in the last week?
Like myself with my own eyes, yeah. Or like the news?
Trashiest thing. It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't know?
You've been hanging out with me for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, Josh's face, I saw it.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, dude. Why is it that trash just follows me everywhere and just trashes it out when I least expect it?
Why?
I mean, just today, on the way to work, I'm driving in, and I'm driving through the ghetto, and I pull up, and I'm at a stop sign, like a four-way stop, and all of a sudden, the car in front of me doesn't move, and I'm like, fucking goddamn, I'm not going to honk, because you honk in the hood, you're going to get shot. Hmm. So I'm like, what is this car doing? All of a sudden, the door flips open, driver's side, and a lady gets out and just barfs all over the street. Just... like full blast, fire hydrant spray, barf all over the goddamn concrete and asphalt.
Like 7 in the morning?
Yeah, it's like 7 in the morning, and I'm like just trying to hold my stomach in from all the whiskey I drank last night. and thinking, God damn, you know, like, here's this fucking asshole getting out of the car. She's puking like a goddamn freight train all over the asphalt. Why a freight train is going by in the middle of Swope Park? And I was like, why do trashy things happen to me like this? It's just disgusted by it.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, I'm dry heaving, trying not to puke. You know, just awful.
What did you do when you got to work then?
When I got to work, I couldn't really go straight to the coffee because I was afraid I'd puke it up. So I kind of went and drank a Coke, you know, just to get that cola syrup acidity in my stomach. And then once I had that, I was able to sit at my desk and take hate phone calls for about a half an hour. People calling me up.
You know, what's an example of a hate phone call?
Well, you know, I get a call like, is this Ricky? Yes, it is. I just want you to know that I think you are the biggest motherfucking piece of shit in the fucking world.
Bullshit.
I fucking got this goddamn shit out there and this steel's not hanging and we're trying to get this and you got a dimension bus. And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, this is construction, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, Ron, are you done? Are you done? Well, let me tell you something, buddy. Maybe if you weren't fucking retarded, we wouldn't have this dimension bus. You no good piece of shit steel worker. You know, like.
How does he respond?
Oh, we cuss at each other for 4 or 5, you know, minutes. And then I got up and went and got a cup of coffee.
Did you puke?
No. By this time,
Jesus.
I was no longer concerned about the puking woman on 75th and Cleveland.
What was the last great movie you saw besides Creed?
Ninja 3, The Domination.
What is that?
Just one of the best kept secrets in movies. I got it on Blu-ray. Got it in. It's about a woman who happens to work for the telephone company, Lucinda Dickey, who's also in the movie Breakin' and Breakin' 2.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, she's from Hutchinson, Kansas.
Really? I didn't know that.
Born in 1962. And, anyway, it's about, she's working for the telephone company, and she sees this ninja barely struggling, like below her, trying to walk through the woods. The ninja had just killed 50 police officers. And so Lucinda's like, what the fuck, you know, like, what's this, you know, ninja crawling around down there? She goes down, gets off the phone pole, and sees the ninja's okay, and he impregnates her with his spirit. Because only a ninja can kill another ninja. You know that, don't you?
No.
Okay, so she gets the evil ninja spirit in her. And then from there, the movie turns into like Flashdance, where she's an aerobics instructor all of a sudden. But weird things happen because when she least expects it, the ninja takes her over her body and she goes on killing sprees.
Sounds good.
Man, it is a 5-star thriller.
Canon Films, correct?
Yeah, it's a Canon Films movie. So
I know.
So she starts dating this police officer, and turns out all the police officers that shot the ninja and killed him before he transferred the spirit, that's what Lucinda's out to do. Kill all the remaining cops that shot the ninja. So she's just going around killing police officers, and finally they have to hire the help of a ninja in Japan to come over and get the evil spirit out of her. So then the movie turns into like something straight out of The Exorcism, where they have to tie her up in the ropes. You know?
What year is this movie?
1985.
Damn, it sounds amazing.
Dude, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Why don't you play a Dokken song? We were talking about them earlier.
Cause you just got lucky with the Dream Warriors. What do we want to do? Just Got Lucky or Dream Warriors?
Dream Warriors.
I think...
Just Got Lucky.
Cause you just got lucky. Well, you know what? All I can say is that George Lynch is one of the greatest guitar players ever.
Agreed.
You know, and it's just a sad fact. He didn't get credit where credit's really deserved. Should've
What do you think are your top five favorite movies of all time? Not you, Josh.
Well, you know, you got Cobra, Commando, Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, I'm on board with these so far.
Shut up.
Me? Cobra, Commando, Apocalypse Now, First Blood, you know. And then, you know, you always got that wild card in there, you know.
Well, we were talking about Hollywood Shuffle earlier.
Yeah, I was talking about Hollywood Shuffle earlier.
What do you think of Van Damme movies?
I like Van Damme movies.
Seagal?
You know, Seagal's movie, and my favorite, Out for Justice.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That's is without a doubt, the best Seagal movie of all time.
I like Hard to Kill.
No, there's no way it comes close to Out for Justice. Obviously, if you haven't seen
it. I saw Out for Justice in the movie theater at Oak Park Mall.
Yeah, but you obviously haven't seen it since, or you know that was by far.
Okay, I'll watch it again.
Seagal's best movie.
What's your favorite Van Damme?
Bloodsport.
Really?
What's yours?
Yeah.
I have several.
Is Kickboxer?
No, I like Kickboxer too, but there's one called Nowhere to Run.
No, there's
that's
another.
That's fucking awesome.
There's another one that's great called Time Cop.
Time Cop's good.
It's
sudden,
really good.
Sudden Death, the one that takes place in a hockey.
Sudden Impact.
No, that's a Dirty Harry movie.
You're right.
Sudden Death is the one that takes place
in the hockey arena.
That one's good.
That's kind of far-fetched,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's far-fetched.
What about
as if Commando's not. Or Cobra.
Commando.
When's the last time you watched Cobra?
2 days ago.
Really?
You know, uh-huh.
I mean, do you watch it every week?
Well, you texted me the other day because just watching Commando right now if you want to stop by.
Cobra.
A Cobra, you're right.
Cobra.
Yeah.
Didn't you show it to a girl on a first date the other night?
Yeah, Candy had never seen it.
What'd she think?
Well, you guys were struggling, according to the text that we both got. The date started off rocky, and then it ended with Cobra. Well, then it didn't end yet, but then you said, now we're throwing in Cobra.
Yeah, at one point, I whipped off on the I-435 and said, get the fuck out of my car.
Because of?
We don't need to go into the details.
Wasn't she making fun of you for listening to Rat?
A little bit.
That actually is, I agree. That's a reason to throw someone out.
Does a girl you date have to be into the kind of music you like?
No.
I don't think that's important at all.
But they do have to like Guns N' Roses. Agreed, Ricky? I mean, if a girl does not like... If a girl makes fun of Axl Rose and you're with her, how can you respect her? Like, what do you think about that?
Just got lucky.
Do you not agree with me? No, I'm being 100% serious. Do you agree or not?
I agree. I concur.
So, get back to your date the other night. You brought her back to your place and you put Cobra on.
Candy.
She'd never seen it.
Did that blow your mind? That she had never seen it?
No, because it seems like every girl I ask, you want to pop in Cobra? She's like, I've never seen it.
So what'd she think of it?
She loved it.
So this one might be a keeper.
Nah, we already broke up.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
About what?
This morning, I just told her that, things are not going as I'd planned, you know?
Why?
Because this girl, Lauren, started texting me.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to the Bristol tonight.
Yes.
Oh, to try and find her.
I didn't know that until we got... I didn't know there was pre-something.
Hey, well, you know where she works at least.
Don't worry, I'm going out with Mandy tomorrow night if you guys want to go.
Where? You're supposed to be meeting us out tomorrow night because tomorrow night's my last night in town.
You just can't spring that shit on me.
I gave you a day in advance.
And I told you a couple hours ago. Fuck you, man.
You don't think you're going to make it out tomorrow night? My last night.
Jesus.
Wait, what were you supposed to do with Mandy besides watch Cobra?
Well, that's it.
Listen, I know it's our first date. I want you to come over.
You'd be surprised, Matt.
I've never seen it. That's a lie. I've seen it a lot.
Hey, would you say... Would you say you don't... Like, we were talking about this recently... because when we went and saw Creed, you told me this, and I actually did not know this, about Die Hard. They were saying they're playing Die Hard for like the holidays.
Yeah.
And you told me, I didn't know this, that the people who made Commando.
Die Hard was Commando 2. It was supposed to have Schwarzenegger in it.
Did you know this?
No.
With Alyssa Milano, his daughter, working at Nakatomi Plaza.
Whoa.
And he was going to go visit his daughter. Okay. But Stallone backed out because he was busy making Predator.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The martinis and the Heinekens are really starting to
okay, make go ahead, me though. Feel yeah, better. Yeah.
Got any weed?
Wheat.
Okay. So, yeah, so that was Commando 2, and then Schwarzenegger, yeah, directors, writers, everything, and Schwarzenegger denied it, so they went ahead and started trying to get other people to do it, but nobody could do it, so they decided to rewrite the role into more of a comedy type, you know, like looser role, and they hired Bruce Willis from Moonlighting. Remember that TV show?
Yeah.
To go do it, but it was originally Commando 2.
Was it the same writers and directors who ended up writing, like directing it and stuff?
Yes. Mark Lester did not direct.
Die Hard.
Die Hard. Let's go back into something way more important.
I have a big question to ask you, though. What?
You've missed the most fucked up thing in the world, Matt.
What?
You missed the greatest day in the history of all your Kansas City friends.
I think I already know. This is what I think I was going to ask you about.
Yes. The day we met Vernon
Wells. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about.
It was the most absolute insane day of my life. It was easily, without a doubt, the most fun I had in all of 2015. Like,
honestly, lay it out for the listeners, though. Who's Vernon Wells? Because a lot of people,
Wells
a lot of people don't know.
In Commando, so he had a question and answer Q&A period, and me and Nofel were the only people there. and so it got down to like he tried to introduce himself, and I immediately like went right in, started asking him all these questions. You know, like
what was this at? The Comic Con?
No, HorrorCon.
It's at the horror convention. I mean, it's just
like the entire. And then
wait, what did he sign? He signed your 8x10. What does it say?
It says, "Oh, I have four autographed papers. This one says, welcome back, Rick. So glad you could make it." You know, but like, I mean, shit. It was the greatest day of my life.
They honestly.
What kind of questions did you ask him?
Everything, dude. Everything.
I mean, you guys got into like life topics.
Yeah, we were like at the actual
Beyond movie.
At the actual Q&A, he was like, "Does anybody have any questions?" And of course, I was right in the front row, waving my hand, and he's like, "Yes." So I straight up asked him, "What was in Jenny's sandwich?"
In Commando.
Yeah. He's like, "I have no idea what you're talking about." I was like, "Okay." I was like, "So, when you were at Arius's mansion and you were talking to the soldier about cutting warm butter, what was going through your head?" And he said, "I have no idea what you're talking about." So then I said, "Okay, Vernon, like, at the end of the movie, when you told Matrix that you wanted to use the real thing, what did you mean?" And he said, "I have no idea what you're talking about."
Did you talk about weird science at all?
No. Let me tell you something. When
you guys
like,
did it, you
after, guys I, about, after I finally met Vernon Wells.
Hold on. You talked to him for probably at least 2 hours.
2 hours,
like,
yes.
After the Q&A.
After the
sitting
Q&A.
At his booth.
Yes. Until he told me to leave. But like, so it was the greatest day of my life. And after meeting Vernon Wells and talking to him, I realized that there's only one more thing left for me to do in my life.
What?
Meet him again.
What about Schwarzenegger?
I don't know. Like, after meeting Vernon, I don't need to meet Schwarzenegger.
Do you think, like, Vernon Wells might skip over the Kansas City date next summer?
God, I hope not.
Because of you two?
God, I hope. I mean, we. I
mean, did he like you by the end, or was he like?
Of course he did. Me and Justin each gave him like $300 each.
True.
We bought so much stuff from him. Shit.
What's his second best role besides Bennett in Commando?
Probably Wes in Road Warrior.
He's been in some classics.
I think Frank got his autograph too.
Yeah, Frank did. He got Road Warrior signed. For me, it was like all Commando prints.
Besides Vernon Wells, who are your other like celebrity people that you met that really blew you away? Have you had any other ones?
Well, of course I have.
Dickhead.
Sorry.
Look at that.
You hung out with Stephen Piercy for a while with NASCAR.
Yeah, Piercy was one of my good friends that was on my drag racing team.
What about Ricky Rackman?
Ricky Rackman was on my he worked for the Speed Channel when I worked for ESPN, and so we saw each other every week at the NASCAR.
Who was
races.
Cooler, Ricky or Steven?
Well, obviously Piercy's 1,000 times cooler than Ricky Rackman. but Ricky Rackman is pretty cool, you know. Shit, what do you want to do? Do you have another beer for me?
Yeah, I'll be right back. Jesus. Hey, let's kick it off with a rat song right now.
Yeah, pick a rat song.
I gotta take a whiz.
Pick a rat song.
Looking for love. Yeah, so we're back. So anyway, I was telling Matt about the date I went on a couple days ago with this girl that I really like, Sweet Cindy. And, you know, it's kind of embarrassing. You know, we went out, I finally got her out, went to the bar, and I'm sitting there, and I'm so excited that I'm with her. And we're talking, and I'm trying to play it cool and trying to act classy and respectable, which, you know, my mom always told me, like, she was always like, Ricky, you know, you can't become normal by pretending to be. And I was like, well, whatever that means. But anyway, I'm there trying to pretend to be normal. And all of a sudden, she orders a couple shots of whiskey, like Jim Beam. She's like, two shots of whiskey. And God knows what they dropped down, you know. And so
Where was this?
We'll just say it's at a bar. Cause, okay, you know,
I've heard of those.
Yeah. We're not going to go into the details. It was after a KCIC meeting, Kansas City Industrial Council. It was a classy people, you know. Like, that's why I can't really... It was business. Can't really talk too much about it.
Josh is
So anyway, we take shots of whiskey, and all of a sudden it hits me, and I'm going to puke, right? And right before we took the shots of whiskey, she's like, hey, Ricky, can you take me home if I tell my ride to go? And I'm like, yes, of course I can. So anyway, she orders these whiskey shots, and I take a shot of whiskey, and I go in, and I shoot it, and immediately, like, my body's like, you're puking this back up. You guys know what that feeling feels like?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, you went down the wrong pipe, the wrong tube, the wrong flavor node.
You gotta get out of there right away.
Yeah, right away. So I'm like, fuck, dude. So my mouth is just watering. I'm drooling. I'm going to puke. It's not a matter if, it's a matter when. So finally, and Cindy's like going, blah, 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 blah. And what do you think about this? Blah, 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 blah. We ought to do this. We ought to do that. And I'm like, uh-huh. Drooling all over the table.
Has she seen Cobra?
I don't know. I'm not even there yet.
Okay.
You know, I'm all thinking, all excited. I'm going to take her home. Next thing you know, I'm going to puke. So I don't know what to do.
What'd you do?
So I said, excuse me, Cindy, I got to go to the restroom. So I
you
get up.
You were able to do that? Like, yeah. It's like normally.
Yeah,
normal.
Yeah, it took all the power that I had.
I'll be right back. Really
yeah.
fast. That's
yeah,
what
I said, yeah, I said, excuse me real fast. I got to take a whiz. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
So I go there, and I'm like, get in there, and the restroom's kind of crowded. So I just go right to the wall, to the urinal. And it's got two, like, walls on the sides. So I'm kind of shaded. I'm like, shit. Just can you just kind of, like, spit up? Maybe just kind of spit up in here to where nobody's going to hear you puking. Like, don't get into a violent puke. Just get it out. So all of a sudden it hits. And what do? I fucking puke and shit my pants at the same time. It, like, happened simultaneously. Like, boom, like, blah! I was like, oh, no.
This happened, like 2 days ago?
yeah. So I was like, oh, no, like, what do I do? And then I realized I got to just get the other, you know, my, once you start puking, then you got to get it all out, you know? So I, like, turned around, and the people, like, shuffled out of the bathroom, so I turned in to, like, the handicap stall and, like, shut the door and locked it and just puked my guts out, got it all out, shit everywhere, you know, like, running down my leg, out, you know, into my cowboy boots, out on the floor.
I think I'm going to throw up.
And I'm like, God damn. So then I'm like, what do I do now? I can't go back, you know? So I opened up the bathroom door, and right there was the exit sign. So I exited and fucking ran out to my car and fucking drove home. So the next day, like, I fucking, like, I look up at my phone and, like, all these messages, like, really? OMG, you're really going to just ditch me at the bar? Am I that bad? Am I that fucking horrible? And I, you know, I text her back, like, hey, Cindy, like,
I shit my
something,
pants.
No, I was like, something terrible happened, I can't explain, but I really, really embarrassed, and I want to make it up to you, like, what can I do? So then she calls me, like, at lunchtime, she's like, you know, you're really, really, you're just gonna fucking leave me? And she was going, blah, 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 and I go, look, Cindy, I shit my pants. I puked and I shit my pants at the same time. Fucking sprayed all over the goddamn place. Shit flying out of my cowboy boots. I mean, give me a fucking break. She's like, oh my God. Are you serious? I'm like, you think I make that up? You know? And she's like, no, I don't. I was like, well then, fuck you. So we haven't talked since. Kind of a bummer.
What did you do about your cowboy boots, though?
They're at the Chinese lady's place up on 119th and Metcalf.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, they do a good job.
They do a very good job.
I was like, look, these cowboy boots are full of shit. Can you help me out? She's like, oh, yes, give $20. Come pick them up in 2 weeks. I was like, great.
The snakeskin ones?
No, these were South African stone lizard.
How many pairs of cowboy boots do you have?
18.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. So now that you've taken your socks off.
That was trashy.
Hey, yeah, it was trashy. Let me ask you something.
Sorry.
Why do you wear white socks?
That is trashy also.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. I have not worn white socks since 1988.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, honestly, I've never worn a white sock.
I wear other colors too sometimes.
Like what?
Black, brown.
But no, even the thick sock, like that, yeah. A thick white
those
sock.
Like
I have never, ever worn one since I was like 10 years old.
What's wrong with it?
I just think they're pure blown white trash. I mean, I don't own a pair of white socks, let alone thick white socks.
Those are
the thickest, and they say Hanes across them.
Like really big.
And yeah, and they're like gray in the heel, as if that helps.
Yeah.
Well, who's looking at my socks?
I am. You just took them off in front of us.
Totally agree.
And threw them on the floor. Yeah. Trash hole.
You want me to put them back on?
Not those ones.
Well, considering the way your toenails look, yes. Can you put them back on?
Sure.
I've never seen anything so hideous in your toenails.
Give me a break.
What's that toe right there doing? It's bent in half and it's green. I'm just kidding. You don't have to put your socks back on.
Don't put them on, man.
Yeah, that'd be double trashy.
That'd be double trashy.
That's a new movie, Double Trashy.
Canon movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't we end with a song, Ricky? I want you to pick it.
Okay. Why don't we just end the song with Take It Higher?
Any final thoughts?
As always, God bless Dimebag Darrell and Over the Top.
Play a Pantera song.
All right. We're going to play a Pantera song.
Okay. See ya.
See ya. My sack!